Today we're going to be learning Daf Mem Dalid Amud Beis. We left off in the last few words of the page on Daf Mem Dalid Amud Aleph at the two dots. We had come to the conclusion yesterday that according to the Chachamim, a Nara is able to be Mekabel her get from her husband. That she doesn't need, it's not only her father can do it, she can accept the get herself. So Baimine Rav and Rav Nachman, Rav asked the following Shailat Rav Nachman, Nara Mao Shetasa Shliach Lekabel Gidim Yad Baila, is she able to appoint a Shliach to do it? Do we say Kiyada Viyadamya that she's just like her father, O Kechatzara Viyadamya, or do we assume that no, she's not like her father's Yad, she's like her father's Chatzer? Do we say she's like her father's yad, in which case, just like her father can make a shliach, she too can make a shliach? Or maybe we consider her like the chatzar of her father, and therefore until the get comes to her hand, she's not actually divorced. She can't have a shliach. The chatzar is not allowed to make a shliach. Fracting more, Mima Savkale, the Rava Ha, is Rava really unsure about this? Vama Rava, didn't Rava teach us, Kosav get the son of Biaravda? If a person writes a get to his wife and he gives it into her Eved's hands to come it for the Isha, that the halacha is that Yashinu Mishamarto, if the Eved is sleeping and the wife is watching the Eved, Hareze a get, then it's a valid get. But Neor, if the Eved is awake and therefore he's watching himself, he's guarding himself, ain't no get, it's not a good get. So first we're going to explain what Rava's logic is, and then we'll ask on him. Neor, am I ain't no get? Why is it not a good get if the Eved is awake? Because granted, the Eved may be considered the chatzar of the Isha, but she's not the one that's guarding it. He, the Eved himself, is the one that's guarding it, and therefore such a chatzar cannot be kona for a woman. If you hold that a girl has the din of her father's chatzar, then even if she receives the get, she should not be divorced. Because she may be the chatzar of her father, but she's not a chatzar that the father is watching. She's a chatzar that she herself is watching. So if a person can only make a kinyan chatzar when they, the owner of that chatzar, are watching the chatzar, then how could it be that a girl can receive a get as the chatzar of her father, being considered the chatzar of her father? Her father's not the one that's guarding her and protecting her. She's doing it herself. Must be that Rava was sure that a girl has a din of her father's yad, and he still isn't sure whether she can make a shliach. And this is Rava's shaila. Do we say she's mamish as strong as her father in that she could even make a shliach? Or do we say no? We consider her like an extension of her father, but not to that extent that she's even able to make a shliach. So Amalei. Ein osa shliach. Rav Nachman comes to the conclusion that she is not able to make a shliach. So Rava asks Rav Nachman, wait a second, there's a Mishnah Maseches Gittin that seems otherwise. Ketana sha'amra eskabeli giti. A ketana says to a shliach, I want you to be mekabel my get for me. Eino get, ad she agia get liyada. It's not a get until she actually gets it in her hands, because the katan is not able to make a shliach. So that shliach is worthless. But the shliach can be the shliach of the Baal to give the get to her, so when the get finally gets to her hands, she will be divorced. Ha-na'ara, but the implication is that if she would have been a na'ara, who tells the shliach to receive her get for her, hareza get, then it would be a good get, against what you, Rav Nachman, says. And so Gemara, hacham ayaskin v'shein la'av. Maybe that's talking about if she doesn't have a father, then of course she can receive her own get. But maybe if she has a father, she cannot make a shliach to receive her get. Says Gemara, hamid d'ktani seifa, but the seifa of that Mishnah Gittin says, im amar aviyat seve kabel get libiti, if the father of the ketana says to the shliach, go receive a get for my daughter, imratza bal lachsorbo, if the husband wants to be mevatel the shlichos after he already gave the get to the shliach, lo yachzer, he cannot be chozer on it, because the shliach was already zocha in the get for the father from the second he received it. Mechal the Reisha b'diyesh la'av askinan. It must be that the Reisha is talking about a case where she does have a father. So we're back to the original contradiction. How could you, Rav Nachman, say that a girl is not able to make a shliach to receive her get, a nar is not able to make a shliach to receive her get, we see in this Mishnah that a ketana is not able to, but a nara is able to. Says Gemara Chisuri Mechsra, the Mishnah is missing a line. V'achi ketani, this is what the Mishnah should say. Ketana shamra is kabali giti, a ketana says, accept a get from my husband for me, eino get, achi get liyada. That's not going to be a good get until she actually receives it. Ha na'ara hareza get. But if a nara were to say it, then it would be a good get. But we then have to add Pamedvar and Mamurim Kishein La'av. That's only if she doesn't have a father. Avliesh La'av, Amraviat Seva Kabel Labiti, Gita, Verotabalachsar, Lo Yachsar. But if she has a father and the father made a shliach to be makabel to get for his daughter, and after the husband gives it to the shliach, he decides to back out, he cannot back out. So main point number one over here will be that Rava had a shayla whether a nara can send a shliach to receive her get. Rava had a shayla whether a nara can receive can send a shliach to receive her get, just like her father can, or is she in some way weaker than the father? And Rav Nachman paskins she cannot send a shliach to receive the get. Says the Gemara Itmar. Ketana sheniskadsha, a ketana who received kiddushin on her own shelo dasavia without her father's knowledge, and when the father heard about it, he didn't say anything, and we don't know, does he agree, does he not agree? Amar Shmuel says, tzricha get utzricha miyun, that we have to be choshesh, that maybe the father agreed, the kiddushin is therefore chal, and that's why she needs to accept the get, and she needs to be mema'in. So Amar Karna, devarim bego, Karna says, what Shmuel just said doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? Im get, if she needs a get, so he holds that even though the father was quiet, it means the kiddushin was chal. Then lama miyun, why does she have to do miyun against the husband? Miyun doesn't work on kiddushin that's chal min haTorah. And im miyun, lama get. And if she needs miyun, then why would she need a get? Meaning if she's doing miyun, it sounds like you're holding that the kiddushin is not chal min haTorah, that it's only chal mid rabbanan. So then why would she need a get? Amru lei, hamar ukva ubeidine bekafri. He says, well, the chum that were in the base medrash said to Karna that Marukva is the Av Beisdin, and his Beisdin is in Kafri, which is very close to us. Why don't we go there? Why don't we find out what the pshat is? What's going on over here? So they came and they brought the shayla. Afchua, the people who were said switched around Karna and Shmuel's opinions. That Shmuel said, and in the name of Karna, and what Karna said in the name of Shmuel. Vishad, meaning what Shmuel said, they said in the name of Karna. What Karna really said, they said in the name of Shmuel. Vishadruel kamed Rav. And they sent a shayla to Rav. Amr lehu, so Rav said to the Shulchan, Hello Kim, a katana that is gotcha without her father's das, tzricha get u tzricha miyun. She needs get and miyun. V'chas le lezari da Abba Baraba. And God forbid that Shmuel, the son of Abba Baraba, dinei mahachi, would say such a silly question, that im get lama miyun via miyun lama get, that if she needs one, she doesn't need the other. That it can't be that Shmuel would have been bothered by such a kasha. And he was right. It wasn't Shmuel that was bothered by such a kasha. It was Karna that was bothered by such a kasha. So once the Gemara explains that Rav holds like Shmuel, that a katana that accepts kiddushin shalola dasavia needs a get and miyun, the Gemara is going to have to explain why. Why would you need both? The time am I. Why would you need a get and miyun? Amar Ravacha Breid Ravika tzrich get. She needs a get shema nisratza ha'av b'kiddushin, because maybe her father approves of the kiddushin, even though it was done without his knowledge, and therefore the kiddushin's chal min haTorah. So you need a get for that. Utzrich miyun, and you need miyun because shema lonis. Maybe the father was not okay with the kiddushin. And people who see that the get was given are going to think that the kiddushin was chal bevaday, and they're going to think that that you can't do kiddushin on her sister now because you already were married to this girl. So now kiddushin on her sister is out of the question. So you can't just leave it at just a get. So you have to do a miyun also to make it clear that we're not absolutely certain that there was a kiddushin that was chal over here. So Amar Rav Nachman says, yeah, that which Rav and Shmuel say that we're concerned, maybe the father approves of the Kiddushei Ketana, even though it was done against his will, or done not against his will, without his knowledge, and that's why she needs to get Vusha Shidchu. That's only if there was some Shidduchin over here between them. There was some talk of them dating, where they were already talking with the father about this Shidduch before this Kiddushin happened, and he was okay with going ahead with the Shidduch. It's just that the actual Kiddushin was done against his will. So it was done without his knowledge. So let's do the main point over here, is that both Rav and Shmuel agree that if a Ketana accepts Kiddushin without her father's knowledge, we have to be choshesh that he approves, and she's going to require get and miyun. Ula amar, but Ula disagrees. Ula says afilu miyun ein tzricha, that you don't have to be worried about any sort of kiddushin over here. Not the Oraisa, not the Ravan. She doesn't need a get. She doesn't need miyun. Afagav the shidduchu. And even if there was shidduchin, you don't have to be any worried about it. The father didn't know about it. It's nothing. Man de masniha, whoever taught Ula, as the one who's disagreeing with Rav and Shmuel, lo masniha, is not the one that said Rav Nachman's approach within Rav and Shmuel. Meaning, if Ula disagrees with Rav and Shmuel, it can't be that he disagrees even in a situation where there's shidduchim. Because in that situation, of course she's going to need get and mean according to everyone. It has to be that the Amora that quoted Ula as a machlokas with Rav and Shmuel understands the machlokas in the case of no shidduchim. The Rav and Shmuel are going to require get and miyun. But Ula disagrees and says that no, she won't require anything. So certainly he disagrees with Rav Nachman, who assumes that Rav and Shmuel applied dafka when there was a shidduch, but when there's no shidduchim, that they wouldn't need anything. Ikadami, others say, Omer Ula ketana sheniskat shloda das avia, that if a ketana accepts kiddushin without her father's knowledge, afilu miyun ein tzricha, that it was Ula who said she won't even need miyun. So according to this, Ula's saying a totally separate thing, nothing to do with Rav and Shmuel. So it could be that Ula speaking about whether there was shidduchim or whether there was no shidduchim. Either way, she's not going to require even miyun. So Gemara brings another kasha on Ula. Masiv Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana asks, it says in Mishnah Yevamos Daf Beis, the kulan, all 15 women who are considered closely enough related, that if one of the guy's wives is one of the deceased brother's wives is one of these relatives to the brother, so no one is going to require yibum or chalitza. None of the wives require yibum or chalitza. Imesu, if any of these relatives died before the husband, o mianu, or did miyun, o nisgarshu, or divorced before the husband died, o shnimtsu ailanis, or were turned out to be an ailanis before the husband died, in all those cases, tzaros sehen mutaros. The co-wives are allowed to do yibum now, meaning there is a din that if one of the deceased brother's wives is arayos to the surviving brother, none of the wives need yibum or chalitza. But if the wife who was arayos to the surviving brother had already ended the marriage before the deceased brother died, so by the time the deceased brother died, all of his wives at that time were perfectly mutter to the Yavam, so then you do Yibam. So Rav Kahana explains his kasha. One of the 15 arayos we mentioned over there is a daughter. That if his daughter was married to his brother, and then she dies, or does miyun, or gets divorced from his brother, so all the other wives are mutter to that girl's father, to the surviving brother. Tikit Shaman. Who is the one that was mekadesh the daughter to the brother? Ilem de kitchavia, if her father gave her over kiddushin, b'miyun sagila would be enough for her to do miyun. Get malia baya. You can't talk about miyun. She would need a get. Elav de kitchi nafsha. It must be that she gave herself over for kiddushin. V'katani de baya miyun, and it says that she requires miyun. So you see that even though her father did not give her over for kiddushin, a katana was miskadeshes without the das of her father. She needs miyun. That's against Ula, who holds that you don't even need miyun. Says the Gemara, who most of La Rav Kahana, who asked this question, who mefarik La? He's the same one that answered this question. Kigon shenasala maisi isoma b'chaye av. The Mishnah Yevamos is talking about where this ketana was like a maisi isoma b'chaye av, meaning something happened to her that she became like a yisoma, even though her father's alive. For example, her father married her off to someone, and she became an almana, or got divorced from that guy while she was still a katana. Now, since she already had nisuin, her father now loses all rights in her for the future. So she now has the status of a yesoma, who's on her own and could therefore accept her own kiddushin on a derabbanan level. That's the case of the Mishnah. She accepted her own kiddushin from her father's brother on a derabbanan level because she was already out of her father's jurisdiction. So Gemara brings another kasha anula. Masav Rav Hamnuna, we learned in Ebraisa, ein mochra lekrovim. A father is not allowed to sell his daughter to krovim who are not able to be Makadisher. Yishom Rav Lazar, Omer Mokhla L'Krovim. Rav Lazar says, sure he can. He can sell her to relatives. Shavin, Shemokhra Almana L'Kohen Gadol. But everyone agrees a father could sell his daughter as Nama Ivriya, even though she's an Almana, to a Kohen Gadol, is not allowed to marry her. Grusha V'Chalutza L'Kohen Hediot. Or if she's a Grusha or a Chalutza, who's not allowed to marry a Kohen, he's still allowed to sell her as Nama Ivriya to the Kohen. So, hi Almana, hey Chidami, what exactly is the case of this Almana that we're talking about, that the father is selling her even though she's already an Almana? Ilem de kitcha avia, if the father gave her over for Kiddushin, and then her husband died, that's how she became an Almana, mimatzi mazbila, would he be allowed to sell her again in the future? Ha'ena de mochas bito l'shivcha sacharishos, once he's already given her over to be married, he's not allowed to sell her as a shivcha anymore. He's already lost the rights to sell her as a shivcha. Elav de kaddish ii nafsha, it must be that she accepted her own kiddushin without her father's approval. V'kakari le'almana, and we still call her an almana, which sounds like her marriage counts for something. So again, it's kashan ula, who holds that if a girl accepts her own kiddushin as a katana without her father's approval, that she doesn't need anything, her kiddushin is absolutely worthless. No, maybe really if the girl accepted her own kiddushin without her father's approval, her kiddushin actually is worthless, and she wouldn't even need miun. But hacha, the Braisa calls this girl an almana, b'kiddusha yiud. We're talking about where the kiddushin that she had was kiddusha yiud, that she was previously sold as Nama Ivriya, and the master had been miyaid her, had taken her as a wife. And then the master died. So now she becomes an almana. So the Bryce is telling us that the father can sell her again, even though she's an almana, and she's not going to be allowed to marry a Kohen Gadol. The father could sell her to a Kohen Gadol. And that assumes, like Rabbi Yosef Reviewed, was the important concept we've had earlier in the Masechta of Mos Harishonos Lav L'Kiddushin Nitnu, that when one buys Nama Ivriya, even though he has the right to do Yihud, we don't view the money that he spent on the Nama Ivriya as Kesef Kiddushin. So therefore, the father had not yet given her over for Kiddushin. He had only sold her previously as an Amma. So now he has the right to sell her again as an Amma. So let's make a very general main point. Ula holds that if a girl, a katana, accepts kiddushin without the das of her father, we don't even have to be choshesh midrabanan. The Gemara challenges Ula twice, but defends Ula from both challenges. So again, Ula holds if a katana accepts kiddushin without her father's das, it's not even kiddushin midrabanan. You don't need get, you don't need me, you need nothing. The Gemara challenges Ula twice and defends Ula from both challenges. Okay, we're going to stop right there at the two dots.